Now, the Iraqi army, backed by Shia volunteers and Kurdish fighters, have killed scores of ISIL terrorists in the country's north. The battle broke out when the terrorists stormed the village of Sultan Abdullah near the city of Mosul. An Iraqi security source says some 70 ISIL takfiris, including a senior leader of the group, were killed in the clashes. Meanwhile, Kurdish officials have also confirmed that nearly 30 Peshmerga fighters lost their lives in the same battle. Iraqi troops in the Peshmerga have vowed to continue the advance to take full control of the village and its surrounding areas. The northern city of Mosul fell into the ISIL control in June last year. Joining us now via on the line from Oregon is Tim King. He's the editor of globalnewscenter.com. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. King. Now, first of all, this offensive right now is basically aimed towards ultimately liberating the city of Mosul from the Takfiri militants' hands. How significant is Mosul, strategically speaking?
Well, I think it's a very strategic point. I was in Mosul when I was covering the war in 08. It's a city where, you know, it's not really gone any period of time without experiencing violence. I think it's interesting that the Iraqi army is working with the Peshmerga and the Sunni Tribal Awakening, and it's almost, you know, this allied band that is making, I think, quite a big statement. And I like seeing the Iraqi army, you know, receive credit for this. Of course, the Kurdish government had their share of complaints about Iraqi army forces not holding the line also at a couple of points. But overall, you know, and it's unfortunate that so many of the Peshmerga were taken out.
But well, Mr. King, we've also seen the U.S. sometimes take credit for some of the gains being made on the ground, saying that the gains on the ground show that the U.S.-led campaign against ISIL is working. Do you see it that way?
No, I don't see it that way. I don't think the Iraq war was ever justified, and all of the moves that the U.S. did to drive blockades between Sunni and Shia neighborhoods, I don't think that the U.S. did anything but you know, basically set all of this up to happen. Now, the U.S. is providing weaponry to the Iraqi army that they're able to use right now. I hate to see that all going on, but if it's being used efficiently in this fight against the Islamic State, then, you know, it is very significant.
So looking at the other interests involved over here, let's not forget these ISIL militants are receiving backing and support from certain players within the region and outside as well. Looking at that, can Iraq ever get rid of ISIL and the militancy that is in north and western Iraq?
I think so, because maybe even a lot of the young Iraqis, but certainly the older Iraqis, remember a country that was relatively free, that was not, you know, there were not religious bindings. Saddam Hussein did not force people to subscribe to any certain extent. So even though, you know, it's a period that's kind of a dark period, there still was a lot of freedom and a lot of days without the type of conflict that have been going on since 2003. So I think that the Iraqi forces they're not bad. I mean, I got to know a lot of Iraqi soldiers. The special forces are a very, very elite band in Iraq. I think the Iraqi army needs to continue receiving a lot of training. Unfortunately, that does keep the U.S. in the mix. But I think that Iraq has a very good chance of seeing a better day, maybe not ever being completely free of this type of terrorism. But I think they can make a lot of progress.
All right, let's leave it there for now. Tim King, editor of globalnewscenter.com, joining us on the line from Oregon. Mr. King, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.